The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Neo is apologizing for comments he made about parents of transgender kids. So, we're going to get controversial. So he criticized parents of kids who want to identify as something other than their born gender. He was talking to the Gloria Velez podcast, and he started talking about how he is very much a supporter of letting people live how they want to live. He's like, if you want to live as a goldfish, that's great, but don't ask me to call you a goldfish. Where people are kind of coming down on him is he spoke directly to parents. He said, when did it become a good idea to let a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 12-year-old make a life-changing decision for themselves? And he got a lot of backlash for this. So he posted on Twitter. He said, after some reflection, I'd like to express my deepest apologies. I've always been an advocate for love and inclusivity in the LGBTQ plus community. So I understand how my comments could have been interpreted as insensitive and offensive. And then he even got more specific on Instagram.
First and foremost, I do not apologize for having an opinion on this matter. I am a 43-year-old heterosexual man raising 5 boys and 2 girls, okay? That's my reality. Now, if my opinion offended somebody, yeah, sure, I apologize for you being offended because that wasn't my intention. My intention is never to offend anybody. However, I'm entitled to feel how I feel. I'm absolutely entitled to feel how I feel the same way you are entitled to feel how you feel. I ain't asked nobody to follow me. I ain't asked nobody to agree with me. I was asked a question, and I answered the damn question, okay?
All right. So, I mean, you are certainly allowed to do that, and people out listening to it and heard your opinion are certainly allowed to tell you they don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Welcome to America.
he's entitled to say how he feels. I just don't understand why people feel like they need to comment on things that they're not a part of. Like, if you're not a part of a community, like, just leave it alone. Why have an opinion about it at all?
Yeah. Okay, let's make a deal. Host Wayne Brady came out as pansexual. So in an interview with People Magazine, he revealed that he now identifies as pansexual, which if you don't know what that is, it's basically under the LGBTQ umbrella. And it refers to individuals who are attracted to anybody, regardless of how they identify gender-wise.
So I heard this morning, and I looked at it two ways. First of all, I'm a single dude, and I walk into a bar. If I'm pansexual, everybody is available to me, perhaps, which is beautiful. But if I walk out of there and nobody is interested in me at all, that's going to hurt my feelings.
That's what you took away from that story.
That's what I took from it. If Mo and I walk in there, we got 50%, all right? 50% of the crowd right off the bat is what we're eligible for. If we turn around that night and we get turned down by every woman at the bar, we can live with that. But if he walks in, he's going to be turned down by 100% of the people in the bar. That's going to hurt my feelings.
But he's Wayne Brady. He's a good-looking guy. How many people are going to reject this
that's
man?
That's what I'm saying. That's the danger in it.
You just got to go to another bar. That's what you got to do.
There were 1,000 people in there, and nobody was interested in me at all. Nobody.
So I went to the back studio because I was like, I need to talk to the gays about this. So I went to Katie, and I went to Rebecca, and I said, do you guys have anything to add on this topic? And Rebecca looks at me, and she goes, have you seen the photo people posted of him? And he's wearing that wide-brim hat. Mm-hmm. She's like, I took one look at that photo. I'm like, this man is pansexual. So apparently, there's a hat that can show you what your sexuality is.
Really?
Although I will say that hat looks like every wide-brimmed fedora women wear in Nashville on bachelorette trips. So maybe we're all just a bunch of closeted pansexuals.
If I'm pansexual, I better hook up every night.
And some sad news. I know we were just giggling, but Sandra Bullock's longtime partner, Brian Randall, is dead after a private battle with ALS. He was 57 years old. It was really sweet how they met. So she wanted photos of her son. It's either Louis or Louis. They met in 2015, and he was the photographer. And she had this really beautiful quote. She went on Red Table Talk and was just gushing about this guy. She's like, I found the love of my life. We shared 2 beautiful children. And she just said it was the best thing ever. So it was so heartbreaking to see that this happened.
And they did. They handled it. It was his choice to handle it privately. And it's a reminder that you never know what somebody is going through. So for the past 3 years, she's been supporting her partner through this and going through it herself. And none of us were any the wiser.
I think it's also going to bring a lot of awareness to ALS too. Because I remember back when I was like a senior in high school, there was this like this huge thing to do the ice bucket challenge. Mm-hmm. And I remember for like a good year, everybody was doing whatever they could to like raise awareness and raise like funds and get the word out about this really awful disease. And so maybe this will kind of be like a reigniting moment for people to know what's mm-hmm. going on. And other sad news, Natalie Portman just separated from her husband. Apparently he was cheating on her. Unconfirmed, but what a bummer, because they met on the set of Black Swan, which was another beautiful Hollywood love story.
Nobody's safe.
Mm-mm. Nobody's safe.
Nope.
Not even if you're pansexual. For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.